A millennial mayor with a difficult last name.
Today, we'll be telling you who he is and what he stands for. This podcast is brought to you by Sophie, Chloe, Amelia, and Robbie. I will be filling in for Robbie. Greatness will come by looking forward, untethered from the politics of the past and anchored by our shared values, and by changing our nation's future. This should speak to the masses as an inspiring figure. Buttigieg strikes me as someone who, when or if the time comes for him to become president, he will be a lot different but definitely more influential than any political figures within the last few years.
Pete Buttigieg has a vision for the future of America and plans to keep our country evolving and bettering itself into the future. He is the man for the job because he has worked hard to become who he is, and it has displayed character traits that prove fitting for a president. Him being gay and a veteran adds personal depth to his character and what his beliefs are.
In an interview with Fox News, Pete Buttigieg said,
"The president's promise is to turn back the clock, that we can somehow just go back to the 1950s, and it's just not true. The economy is changing, the pace of change is accelerating, and what we've got to do is master those changes in order to make them work for us."
Buttigieg would be a good candidate because he focuses on the problems happening now that impact poorly on our country's future, which he is trying to improve for everyone's benefit.
Pete Buttigieg is a presidential candidate who is different from anyone before him. I'm going to tell you a little bit about his background and some of the things he stands for. He was born in South Bend, Indiana in 1982. He became the mayor in 2011 when he was only 29 years old. He doesn't have a ton of experience in politics,
which I think is good because he can't be corrupted by other politicians.
He had a great education and attended Harvard University and then Pembroke College in Oxford. Pete Buttigieg's youth is just one thing that sets him apart from the other candidates. Americans and younger generations relate to him because of his age and ideas. Pete Buttigieg grew up in the generation facing school shootings, climate change, and his generation has provided the most troops after 9/11. Pete Buttigieg is currently 37 years old. If Buttigieg won the presidency, he'd be the youngest ever to take office.
What do you say when people say you're too young to be president?
I got more government experience than the president. I got more executive experience than the vice president. And I got more military experience than anybody to walk into that office since George H.W. Bush.
Sounds pretty convincing to me. That was Pete Buttigieg talking to Jimmy Fallon on The Tonight Show. Buttigieg is different from the other candidates because of his military experience and experiences as a minority. Let's talk to Chloe on a quote in an interview from Pete Buttigieg.
Buttigieg said, "I'm definitely the only left-handed Maltese American Episcopalian gay millennial war veteran in the race, but I think profile is just what gets you that first look."
Pete Buttigieg is the first presidential candidate in history to identify as openly gay. This means that Buttigieg understands the discrimination and challenges LGBTQ people must overcome. With this understanding, Buttigieg can make laws to protect LGBTQ plus rights. Buttigieg's military experiences also gave him a strong understanding of foreign affairs. Buttigieg is running for president because he wants to create things that will help the future American generations not have to worry about school shootings and discrimination. Buttigieg has based his campaign on ideas about generational change. Some of his ideas include abolishing the death penalty, passing the Green New Deal, and requiring background checks. One issue that Buttigieg is really passionate about is pulling troops out of Afghanistan. Buttigieg was deployed to Afghanistan for 7 months, and because of his time there, he thinks it's important to stop the war and bring the troops home. Buttigieg not only has the qualifications for the job of president, but he also has a lot of great ideas, such as the Douglas plan that Amelia is going to talk about.
Pete Buttigieg wants to take on the problem of unbalance in our society regarding the prosperity, or the lack thereof, of Black citizens, as well as other people of color. On his webpage detailing his plans to deconstruct racism, he says,
"So it's very clear that as a consequence of systemic racism, Black Americans have been excluded from the growth and the opportunity that our nation has provided. Some of this goes back..."
He's created the Douglas Plan, intended to support the success of Black America financially, health-wise, through education, and improving the criminal justice system. Buttigieg is prioritizing anti-racism in our society and making sure everybody gets to live the life they deserve. Racism is a huge issue, especially now, and while his plan certainly won't make it disappear, it gives me hope that someday it can.
If Buttigieg wants a solid chance at winning this presidential election, his supporters need to help him embrace who he is and why that will make him better than the other candidates. Here's some opinions from other classmates.
I like Pete Buttigieg. He's different than any presidential candidate we've had in the past, and I think he has really well thought out plans and ideas.
I like how focused he is on achieving equality.
I'm here with Georgia Winkles, and this is her opinion on Pete Buttigieg.
I like him because he's passionate about climate change, LGBTQ+, and he is a part of our generation.
In an interview with SiriusXM Clay Kane, Pete Buttigieg said, "It's tough for me to know, right? Because I am what I am, and you know, there's going to be a lot of that. That's why I can't even read the LGBTQ media anymore, because it's all, he's too gay, not gay enough. Wrong kind of gay. All I know is life became a lot easier when I started allowing myself to be myself, and I'll let other people write up whether I'm to this or to that."
And that's Pete Buttigieg. Hopefully after listening to our podcast, you've learned a little bit more about what Pete stands for, and maybe you'll go out and give him a vote.